Good morning. Welcome to our Monday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Yesterday, we kind of tackled the topic of loving the ungrateful and looked at the love of the father in the prodigal son story, but particularly the love for the older son, and considered how Jesus loved the ungrateful that he encountered, and used that story that Jesus told as a model, as an example of how God loves us when we're ungrateful. And so this week we're going to talk about overcoming ungratefulness as we love the ungrateful, even if the ungrateful is us, by being thankful. And so it'll be a short broadcast week, Thanksgiving holiday here in the United States on Thursday. And so likely just be a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday broadcast. So if you come late in the week and you happen to find this and wonder where the Thursday or Friday broadcast is, probably not going to happen. But spend some time with family and just relax a bit. This coming Sunday, November 27th, I'll be kicking off our Christmas sermon series at Deer Run. And the entire series is called A Christmas Feast. And we're going to be looking at a Christmas family, a Christmas excitement, a Christmas awe, a Christmas surrender. And finally, on Christmas Day, we'll wrap up the series with a Christmas truth. And so, if you're in the South Bend area, Michiana area, come see us on a Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. at 2730 South Ironwood Drive. You can also catch us at the Deer Run Church of Christ. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, drcc.net. We'll get you those service videos as well, where you can check out our archives of the past services and messages. So anyhow, diving right in today, we're going to talk about giving thanks through sacrificial offerings. Probably not the lightest topic, probably not the most popular topic. The idea of sacrifice is not one that we take lightly. It's not that we avoid it if we think it's worth it. Most parents are willing to sacrifice much for their children. But when it comes to sacrificing for others, well, that takes a little more convincing. And but how about sacrificial gifts to God? What do those look like? How can we be thankful through the way we give? Psalm 50, verse 14 says, "Sacrifice thank offerings to God, fulfill your vows to the Most High." I think there's a couple elements within that verse. The second part, "fulfill your vows to the Most High," has to do with the promises we make to God. For whatever reason, I suspect that most of us have been involved in life and have chosen to promise God something. And sometimes we're not giving a lot of thought. We're in kind of in a bargaining mode. And it sounds more like, "God, if you'll get me out of this, I'll do whatever." But how often do we follow through? Do we fulfill those vows to the Most High? Do we keep our word? You see, God is faithful. The difficulty is we often are not. But when it comes to offering sacrificial offerings to God, I think sometimes we immediately think of money. And I'm not trying to say that this verse excludes that. I believe there are times that God calls us to make financial sacrifices in order to give in a way that honors Him. in a way that meets the needs of people. Paul would write to the various churches throughout the New Testament, what we know as the New Testament, these letters. And so many times he's talking about a collection for the saints, for the poor in Jerusalem, for those who are under extreme duress, who need help. And his commendation, his approval, his praise always goes to those who, well, not to those who give as expected, but those who go above and beyond. Those who out of their poverty give generously. It's similar to the story Jesus told about the widow with the two small coins and the much wealthier person who shows up and announces their gift and wants the praise of everyone, and this widow just quietly slips her two small coins in the treasury box. And Jesus says that woman gave more than everyone else because she gave all she had. She gave sacrificially. And there are times, and there are when God calls us, there are times when the need exists that we have to decide that I will do without something. And sometimes it's not even deciding to do without something we need, it's deciding to do without something I want so that someone else can have what they need. But there are times that it requires a greater sacrifice on our part. But at the heart of it, God calls us to give a sacrificial offering by giving ourselves. You see, when we first give ourselves, then our money is included, our time's included, our possessions are included. When we pick and choose, that today I'll give this and tomorrow I'll give that, then our giving is a bit limited by what we want. But that's the commendation that Paul makes to those who would give in a godly way, is that first they gave of themselves to God. And then the resources that were needed to meet the need followed. When we belong fully to God, our stuff does also. And it doesn't mean that we no longer have a struggle. We can offer ourselves to God. We can live and be that living sacrifice that we're called to be. But we still live in this flesh. We still have those struggles of giving up the things that we value, of giving up the things that we believe are important, of giving up the things that, well, the things we have worked hard for, so that they can benefit someone else. So many times, I believe God puts us in situations to give those sacrificial offerings to God, and we defer it to someone else. God makes the opportunity available to us, and we kind of punt the football. We pass it along. We Well, we decline. Because we realize that we can't do it without a sacrifice. And we're not always prepared to give our sacrificial offerings to God. Because so many times it looks more like we're giving it to someone else. You see, God doesn't need our stuff. In fact, He's given us our stuff so that we can be a blessing to others, so that we can benefit those in need, so that we can take care of our own needs. But when we learn to be that living sacrifice, we begin to grow in hearing God's still small voice, in noticing the promptings of His Spirit within us, of realizing the difference between sacrificial giving and irresponsibility. You see, God also gives us those responsibilities of caring for our family, of looking out for those that He's entrusted to us. Jesus had some strong words for those who refused to help their families by claiming that what they had was devoted to God. They couldn't give it to help their parents. They couldn't use it for an immediate need of someone else. And it was all a front to keep from doing what they should have been doing. So I have to provide the balance in this idea of sacrificial giving. It's not about neglecting those that are your family. It's about putting God first and seeing how He provides not only for those that you care for, but for those that you encounter that also have needs. You see, here in the United States, there's, in reality, more than anyone needs. We just don't do a very good job of sharing. We don't share the resources. We don't share the work. And it creates a huge complicated mess. And in the midst of it, God says to give your sacrificial offerings to Him, to fulfill your vows to the Most High. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us everything we need for a life of godliness. And yet somehow, Father, I confess, we look at that and there are times we don't think that's enough. We need more. We need a life of prosperity. We need a life of better. And so, Father, forgive us for those times where a life of godliness has not been enough for us to be content. Forgive us for those times we've been selfish and hoarded to ourselves the things that You have given us in order to be a blessing to our family, in order to be a blessing to others, things that we were to share. Father, help us today to consider the vows that we have made to You, whether recent or in the past, the things that we've promised, the things that we've claimed, that we've simply forgotten when things got straightened out, when life returned to normal, when we got busy, when we got distracted. And Father, as you remind us of those vows, may we be diligent in keeping them. And may our diligence in keeping the vows that we make to you lead us into being more careful in the promises we make. And Father, as we consider the people that you've put in our life, when we consider our family members, those within our household, those extended family members that may have needs that we're not always inclined to meet, may we recognize the importance and the value and the necessity of offering ourselves as a living sacrifice first and foremost, so that our life can be full of these sacrificial offerings. That they're not a burden or done begrudgingly, but they're done with joy. Because we're happy to give, we're happy to help, we're happy to serve, because we recognize the source of all good things. And we realize it's your stuff anyhow. Father, even as we dig into a life of sacrificial giving, may we be aware of how it helps and how it hinders. May our giving to others be done in a way that helps them not only with their immediate need, but helps them to grow. May it not be something that enables them to a life of laziness or neglecting their responsibilities. May we have discernment and wisdom when that sacrificial offering is used in this world. But Father, may it truly be a sacrificial offering to you as we do everything in the name of Jesus. As we seek to honor Him, as we seek to make Him known, as we represent Him with our words, with our actions, with our giving. And Father, today, as we live life, as we encounter people, as we share the love of Jesus, may He be lifted up so that many are drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday morning devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.